I'm not going to keep that on. So why don't we welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Great to have you today. Well, this is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We thank you for giving it to us, and we pray that you would care for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, before we start, first of all, I want to say thank you for joining. I know I've been off for a few days, just crazy life, busy. But I did want to say we're going to make up those chapters by doing morning and evening. So starting tomorrow, there will be some for morning and evening, 9 in the morning and 9 at night. So you'll want to check in for that. Here we go. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord is high and the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forevermore. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? So A, what is this about? Well, this is a praise to God for his might, his exaltedness, and his eternality. Right? He is eternal. He doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. Isn't this just beautiful how the psalmist portrays God? Let's just see who God is as the Lord has inspired this psalm. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Your Lord above is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. The belt of the Lord is strength, right? This is taking God's attributes and it's saying this is who God is like. He is majestic. And he is strong. He cannot be moved. His throne is established from old, right? The Lord didn't just, you know, become mighty and strong. No, the Lord has always been mighty and strong. His throne has been established. You are from everlasting, right? It's the Lord who is the Alpha and the Omega. And then it's as if the psalmist looks out over the sea and he sees the powerful waves. I don't know how much time you've spent on the ocean before. But I remember when I was in the Navy and I was on the aircraft carrier, I was on the USS Enterprise, and we were going around the southern tip of India, and there was a typhoon coming, and we had to skirt the edge of the typhoon. And as we were going through this typhoon, this massive ship was going through these gigantic waves, and 50-foot waves were crashing onto the flight deck, and it's just incredible amount of force that these waves had. Nobody was allowed outside, or else, I mean, if one of those waves caught you, you'd be swept out to sea and you'd never be found again. It's like the psalmist looks out over the sea and he says, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves, the Lord is mightier. It's the Lord who brings the white-capped waves. It is the Lord who blows the wind. It is the Lord who is sovereign over the seas, not Poseidon. Right, it's not some Greek god, but it's the Lord Almighty who made the seas, who's stronger than them. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forevermore. The best verse for this, I don't know how you're going to summarize, get the best verse. Let me know. I'd probably just underline everything in here. What are we called to do? I'm going to encourage you just to be amazed at who God is. Just to sit back. And to praise God, to be filled with adoration in your prayer life and the meditations of your heart. Do you just praise God for who he is? Strong, majestic, creator, eternal, holy. What a great God we have. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what an amazing God you are, the one who sits high above the waves, the one who created the heavens, the one who is girded about with strength. You are majestic. Lord, we thank you that we do not serve a created God, a dead God, but we sit at your feet, your people, for you are the one true living God. Thank you for who you are. Fill our eyes with a vision of who you are, and let our hearts be content in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you today. May he fill you with peace. May your eyes behold the glory of the Lord as you rest in Jesus Christ. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.